2 weeks. How'd you get here so fast, man? Usually when I call you to fix something, it takes you 2 weeks.
Yeah, but this time you said the magic word, mucho dinero.
Oh, man, I said Robert De Niro. Wanted to know if you saw Casino.
No. On the phone, you said mucho dinero, amigo.
No comprende.
Oh, you been working on your Spanish?
Well, I speak a little something, something. El Dorado, El Camino, El DeBarge. Oh, damn, my bad. That's French? Is it not? Sometimes I get confused with...
Martin, I'm a busy man. I have other people to ignore. What do you want?
All right, well, look, check this out. I'm gonna be real with you, okay? I want a 2-bedroom apartment on the 5th floor. Hey, come on, man. Look, me and Gina need more space.
Martin, that's impossible. So many people want that apartment, and the waiting list is so long. How soon can you move in?
When's it available?
As soon as you can afford the key. Hint, hint. Huh?
Man, don't worry. I can afford the key. But you better be able to afford a cane, because that's what you're gonna need when I toss your ass out that window.
What's up? What's up?
Please, y'all been going away for the past 2 months and ain't been nary nowhere.
Excuse me, but my husband is a professional and sometimes things just come up, okay?
No, the only thing that should come up is his height. You ever thought about getting him lists for his shoes?
Pam, it's different this time because he promised me, okay? Enough. Hey, baby.
Yo, baby. What you packing for? Gina, you going somewhere?
This weekend, remember you had promised me?
Oh, right. But baby, you know what? That was this morning. Yeah, Gina, things have changed since then, baby.
Oh, come on, Martin.
See, really... just like I said, once a loser, always a loser. I knew he would let you down.
Well, why don't you cheer us all up and leave, Pam, huh? Why don't you do that?
Come on, Martin. Why don't you tell her, man? Go ahead, tell her before she start packing for real.
Tommy, man, please, I got this. That's my wife. Okay? Now, please mind your bald head Scoopy business. All right. Well, excuse me. Whew. Gina, baby?
Yeah?
We moving on up.
What are you talking about?
Gina, I got us a bigger place, baby.
Baby, you got us a house?
Even better. I got us 2-bedroom apartment upstairs, Gina.
Oh. That's nice, too. But can we afford that, baby?
Gina, baby, that's the best part. Not only can we afford it, but Gina, I got us a big apartment. Mm-hmm. And, baby, we get paid at the same time.
Ooh, well, all right. Gina, you got yourself a little real estate mogul there. Donald Stump.
Oh!
Damn! That's enough, thank you. Just tell me what's going on, please.
No, excuse me, baby. Tommy!
What?
Since you like to sniggle and I can giggle, why don't you break it down for Gina and Cousin It?
Okay, so now you want me to talk to your wife?
Man, just go on and tell her head president.
You ain't gonna... Man, look, all right. Basically, look. Martin's gonna sublease this apartment for more money than y'all paying Louise for the 2-bedroom upstairs.
Ooh.
No. The bottom line is the man is a genius, dog.
Exactly what did you put in that newspaper ad, Martin?
Oh, Gina, baby, I just made the place sound like it was the bomb. See, baby, you got to hype it up like Don King. Okay, baby, that's our first couple. Now remember, put on your game face.
The game face.
Yeah.
Okay. The game face
okay.
Is.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. We're the Livingstons. I'm Fred. This is my wife, Linda. Linda's got an MBA from USC, and I've got my PhD from MIT.
That's cool. Cause we just finished watching TLC on BET.
Well, we just came to look at the apartment.
Yeah.
Oh, well, here it is. You can make the check out to Martin Payne.
Oh, well, wait a minute. We'd like to take a look at the place first. Oh, you come on in. Take a look around.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I noticed in your ad, you said you had a doorman.
I just opened the door, man.
That's a joke, right? It's funny.
Didn't your ad say something about a fountain?
That would be in the bathroom right above the tub.
You know, let me ask you something. Is this a safe building?
Man, didn't you read the ad? This has a top-of-the-line security system.
Oh, well, that's great. Can you show us how it works?
No problem. Gina, maybe you want to show them the security system?
I didn't know we had a security... The system that you was just telling me about.
Oh, right. Okay. They used to call me Crazy Joe. Now they call me Batman. Now, what you want to do, let's say someone comes through that door. You don't want coming through that door. What you want to do is plant yourself, get your huff and your boom. As soon as they come in, wow! Watch them drop. Boom. Works every time.
Didn't your ad also say something about a view of the water?
Water, that's right.
Yeah.
Step right over here, right over here. Yeah. Oh. Now, look out the window. Tell me what you see.
A busted fire hydrant.
That's right. And when it's shooting 50 feet in the air, please, looks like Caesar's Palace.
Honey, can I talk to you for a minute? Well, what do you think?
Well, honey, I don't know. I mean, it's nothing like the ad said.
But you know something? It is close to the university, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Right, okay. One more thing, Martin.
Yeah.
You know, I'm working on a book, and I need a place with peace and quiet.
Oh, man, please, quiet? Okay, look. Shh. I said... You hear that?
No.
Exactly. Not a sound, right? So what's up, man? You want the place or not? I got about 46 more people waiting in line. What's up?
Mr. Payne?
Yeah.
You got yourselves a deal. We'll take it.
All right,
yeah.
Stuff right in there, okay?
Dad, Gina, they're moving that stuff in already. Y'all ain't even moved out yet.
Girl, that is all right, because I am so ready to get in this big apartment. Oh, Louise, speaking of which, I am glad to see you. Is the apartment ready yet?
I'm glad you asked that question, because there's a problem.
What?
Not a big problem.
Oh, good, I was about to say.
You didn't get the apartment.
Ooh. What do you mean we didn't get the apartment? Are you out of your mind, Louise? Martin gave you a deposit.
Yeah, but somebody gave me a bigger deposit. Money talks, and boo, well, you know the rest.
Luis, the people who rented our apartment are moving in right now. We don't have anywhere else to go, Luis.
I'm sorry, Gina, that's all I can do.
Luis!
Oh.
Hey, Luis!
Steph!
You're gonna have big problems when my husband gets home!
Yeah! What are you complaining about, Gina? This ain't that bad.
Man, I can't live like this.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Wife's a bitch when you ain't got cable.
Baby, what the hell is our furniture doing out here on the street?
Martin, Luis gave our apartment away.
Wait a minute, Jenny. What you mean Luis gave our apartment away?
What do you mean? What do I mean? Martin, we're ass out, baby. We don't have any place to live.
Oh, Jenny. Get over me. Had it bad. Look here, honey. You gonna need this more than me.
Thank you.
Tell you what, I trade you my coat for this couch. Yeah, well, no, then on second thought, you keep that couch. Girl, it's just ugly. Yeah, I caught up with him, but he jumped out the fourth floor window, baby.
Baby, this is ridiculous. Why don't we just go to Pam's?
Baby, please, I ain't trying to sleep in no barn. Besides, Jim, we can't leave our stuff here. All the other homeless people come by and just take it.
I wouldn't worry about that, Martin. I don't think they like our taste.
Hey, Gina, I tell you what. Now, we can either go to Pam's or we can call Mama.
Whoa, I don't know. No, I got to stop you there, buddy. No, Martin, you know how she is. Martin, I would rather freeze to death than have your mother hurt me.
Please, Gina, it's too damn cold out here. You'd be too numb to feel a punch.
Martin, no, look, this is how it's gonna go. We're not calling your mother. I'm not calling Pam. We're married. We're in this together, okay? So just sit down and eat your dinner, please.
Baby, be sitting out here on the street.
Well, like that's how things have just gone sometimes. You know, gotta do what we got to do.
Gina, baby, what is this?
It's dinner. It's a grilled cheese sandwich, Martin.
I ain't eating this, baby.
Martin, do you know how long it took me to melt that cheese with a cigarette lighter? You won't eat that sandwich, Martin. You eat this sandwich.
Okay, baby, look. Need a little hot sauce.
All right, it's over here in the kitchen.
Hey, man, what you doing out here on the street? Your rating slip?
Man, go ahead with that, all right? And wipe your feet when you walk through my living room.
See? Now that's your problem. You're always in somebody's business.
Well, your cousin didn't mind when I was all up in hers.
She didn't mind because it was for such a short time. Now just bring your peanut head on upstairs so we can finish unpacking.
Excuse me, did you just move into this building?
Just this morning.
Oh, yeah, we got that big two-bedroom apartment up on the fifth floor.
On the fifth floor? Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, that's supposed to be our apartment. I gave Luis $100.
Well, we gave him $200. We moved right on in. You know, rumor has it that some suckers ended up on the street. Oh, that would be y'all. Nice place you got here. Roomy, plenty of skylight.
Oh, yeah. And I ain't never seen wall-to-wall cement before. That's different. Bye.
There's a lot of...
Baby, can you believe it? The Bookers got our apartment,
Martin,
Gina.
Would you just calm down? Everything's gonna be okay, baby.
Calming down?
Hey, baby, is that Tommy? That's not his car, though.
Wait a minute. That sure is Tommy. Tommy!
Tommy!
I say Tommy!
And Tommy!
Yo!
Scooby-Doo!
Hey, what's up, y'all? Word on the street? Is y'all on the street?
Where'd you hear that, Tommy?
Luis, man, he down at Nipsey's buying drinks for everybody.
What? Martin, he's buying drinks with our money, baby.
Baby, cool. Look, I got this. This'll be cool. Tommy?
Huh?
Give me your car keys.
Hold on, man. I can't do that. That's a company car.
Hey. Give me the keys, Tommy.
Okay, look. Come on, guys. Now, if y'all have a financial problem, why don't you come to me for a loan, man? You know I just got a raise out of the job.
You ain't got no job.
Hey, hold on, y'all. I think y'all should be a little less concerned about my job and more concerned about where the hell y'all gonna sleep tonight.
Baby, he's right. Maybe we should just go upstairs and beg for our apartment, baby. Come on, let's just go up there, please.
Damn that, Gina. Please, we ain't begging for a damn thing, baby. Now, look, I got a plan, Gina. I'm gonna go up there and I'll rap to the Bookers, okay? Tommy,
yeah.
Get your dog whistle. I need you to call Pam.
Now that the Payne's ugly furniture is gone, this place looks real nice.
Yeah, and it sure is quiet. Baby, I think we made the right decision.
Now, where's that skinny heifer who's been creeping with my husband?
Excuse me, you must be mistaken. We just moved in here today.
Oh, and you don't waste no time, do you? Well, I won't waste no time whipping your behind.
Just calm down, baby. It's not like what you think. Every time we did it, she meant less and less to me.
Linda, what are they talking about?
Honey, I have no idea. I have never seen this man before in my life.
That's because I gave it to you with the lights out. Like Lionel Richie? Oh, nice. Long.
And I'm about to beat you all night long. So
wait. I love me a jealous woman. Just turns me on. Come on, baby.
Jenny, there is something very weird going on here.
I'm sure this was a mistake. I assure you, honey, it will not happen again, okay? I'm gonna lock the door. excuse me, who are you?
Who am I? Hell, I'm Tommy Dynamite. I came here trying to locate one of my honeys.
I don't know what honeys you're looking for, but they're not here in this apartment, so if you could just leave, please.
Hold on. What you mean they're not here? Look like I see me a new honey. Hello. Lord have mercy. So how much you want for it?
No. This is no honey right here. This is my wife, okay? She's my honey, right, honey?
Yes.
And she's not going anywhere with you.
Oh, yeah? Well, I say we let the honey dead aside. Hey, honey.
Now, you look here, Mr. Dynamite, all right? If you don't leave right now, this very, very minute, then I'll call the police.
Okay. Look. Ain't no need of getting the man involved. Look here. Let me lay it down for you, Freddy. Now, see, we can share her. Or I can just take her. See, I'll cut you in. I can cut you out. Or I can just cut you.
Fred, honey, this is unbelievable.
Oh, no, baby. It happened like this all the time around this apartment. Every day, all day.
Kaboom! Guess who stepped up in this room? Yo. What's up? What's up, fools? Yo. My peeps call me P-Funk. Y'all, Martin and Gina.
No, we are not Martin and Gina. They don't live in this apartment anymore, okay?
Don't play games with me, man. Pretty boy, this ain't no soap opera. See, the night is young, and I'm getting restless. I hurt somebody.
Excuse me. What is it that you want?
You know damn well what I want. Where's my money?
What money?
Look here, y'all. When I was young, I wouldn't mess with her because P-Funk don't play.
You better let him know.
You know her?
Know her? Hell, I works for her. And I'd give her anything she want because, you know, P-Funk would turn this bad boy out. You want some scrimp?
Give me a scrimp.
All right. Okay, listen, I've had enough of these shenanigans. Okay? Now, if you're looking for money, you're not gonna find it in this apartment.
Yes, I will, because I stashed it myself. Where's my money? I ain't leaving without my money. Yo, I'll turn this place upside down. Come on, Dynamite, let's go check the bedroom.
Right on. These some good script here, Freddy.
Honey, this would be a very good time to call 911.
No. I think this is a very good time for us to pack up bags and leave, okay?
Okay.
Come on, get your purse, honey. Get your purse.
Honey, security assistant.
Security assistant.
Okay, no, honey,
Hold the other way.
We just came to welcome you to the building.
Yeah, a little something to make you feel at home.
Well, we really appreciate that, but can we talk for a second?
Oh, sure.
Martin and Gina, we really don't know how to say this to you, but we're moving out.
What do you mean you're moving out, man? We had a deal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but you didn't tell us that Tommy Dynamite and P-Funk were part of the deal.
Oh, damn. Oh, you met Tommy Dynamite and P-Funk? Well, look, don't worry, man. They harmless. Mm-hmm. As long as you give them what they want.
Tommy Dynamite wants my wife.
So what's the problem?
Look, Martin, why don't you just go ahead and keep the rent check, but just let us out of our lease, please.
Oh, man, no. I couldn't do that. That's against the law.
Well, what if we gave you 2 months' rent, huh?
Oh, man, that's against the law, too. I can't...
Well, okay, 4 months, please.
That's legal. Look here. What you want us to do with your furniture?
You can keep it. Give it a check. Just give it to her, baby. Can I come? Come on.
Come on. Y'all be careful out there. Look like somebody that's scared.
Baby, you are a genius
wish you got our apartment.
That's right. You the man, dog.
Oh, man, you the man. You the man.
It's about time you started thinking like a grown-up. Now, grow 3 more inches, you'll look like one.
Pam, sit down. You know what? You are looking nice and hardcore, girl.
Got to.
That's right. You ain't looked that scary since you starred in Aliens.
Now, another thing. If I see you looking at another woman with them beady eyes of yours, I'm gonna snatch them out your peanut head.
Well, if I got to look at you for the rest of my life, then snatch them. Just pull them
well,
out.
All right, well, just give me a chance. Get them.
All right, it's over. The couple is gone. We got our apartment back. All right, y'all chill.
What the hell if it is over? Me and my husband fight like this all the time.
I don't know about that. I tell you what, I can take y'all to dinner for helping us get our apartment back. Right. And you know, better yet, I'm going to take you to the nicest restaurant in Detroit.
Ooh, oh, good. I like that.
I just love my new neighbor.
Good people. Yeah, I'm going to look y'all up. Yeah. All right, I'm going to go get my
coffee. Okay, yeah, because it's going to be good food. It's
okay.
Going to be good food.
Yo, yeah. I got to admit, Shorty, we always argue, but you came through this time, bro.
Hey, girl, it ain't nothing but love, girl. It ain't nothing but love. Yeah, baby.
Baby, that is really nice of you taking our friends out to dinner. Oh, and to a fine restaurant at that. I'm scared of you.
Hey, well, look, Gina. Oh, hey, okay. They had our backs. I got their back. But, Gina, I need to ask you something.
What?
What time does the drive-thru at Hoochie Burger close? That's where they go.
That's
where
they go.
Keep it rocking.
You know, you gotta get it in. You okay? There we go.